You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
From the WISS studios in downtown Oshkosh, it's producer Todd and New Wisco News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale.
And today on Valley Focus, we have Jennifer Skolaski, the project manager of the Overdose Fatality Review Team, and Maddie Brager, who is the community health strategist with Winnebago County Public Health. There, I got all of these.
I'm proud of you. You should be. Somewhere on here, I've got some applause.
Yay, applause. So I'm so glad you guys came back. We had to talk a little bit about about the overdose fatalities that have been decreased by almost 50% here in Winnebago County, which is phenomenal. And you guys really should be proud of that. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the types of things that you do to mitigate the overdose and maybe the substance abuse problem that's in Winnebago County right now. I know you guys at the overdose review team will come up with ideas and solutions and thoughts, and then Maddie gets to implement them. So how do you guys work together?
Yeah, so the Overdose Fatality Review, or OFR team, has been going on since 2018. And the purpose is we review cases of people who've lost their life to an overdose. And it's, you know, really hard and heavy work because this person lost their life. But we look at it as a legacy, you know, ways that we can improve what we're doing as a community. And I always say, you know, how did we fail this person? How can we do better to save future lives? And what's so incredible is by reviewing that story through a confidential process, through all these partners, we're able to create recommendations. So through these, you know, since 2018, we have had 62 recommendations and successfully launched 12 pilot projects. So we implement a whole bunch of different programs, and Maddie's a huge part of that. But so are all of our partners in how we implement it. Maddie's got some great work working with getting access to Narcan in our community and has done that. But we've also done stuff around creating the Handle With Care program. So identifying children who are exposed to trauma and how we can support them. We've also, you know, figured out how to get naloxone into schools, especially when families who may be struggling are entering into these spaces and getting access. We've also created a recovery pod in the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office jail to help people who might be serving a term for whatever cause, and instead of being locked up in a cell, are getting education and support so that when they leave, they're doing better and better connected in our community.
We hear all the news stories about people who may have overdosed, or and the a lot of the news, because it's the sensational news, deals with children that sometimes overdose because they get a hold of or something that they're not supposed to be around. But what is the main age of the people that you need to help and that you see this problem with?
So in Winnebago County, we have not seen anyone under the age of 18 die from a fatal overdose regarding substances. The main age group in 2024 was between 35 and 64, which is a little bit older than we've seen in past years. And I think there's a lot of stigma with that, right? That we think that as people get older, maybe they aren't using substances. So a lot of this is education. We also do know that with non-fatal overdoses, that is trending younger. So we do have a lot of prevention education working with Breakwater, which is a substance use youth coalition, as well as other partners in trying to address that.
I wanted to back up just a little bit. Jennifer, you had mentioned that you've come up with these suggestions or these thought processes. Then it gets to Maddie. Maddie, like, once you get those recommendations, how easy is it to get some of that stuff implemented, or do you really struggle to get that stuff done?
I think it depends. I think Jennifer and I really kind of take team a lot of this stuff. So it depends on what that recommendation looks like, but then also knowing what partners to bring to that table. And so actually, we're really excited that we just, the press release is going out today for the Gold Cross Leave Behind Narcan program that was in conjunction with Calumet County, Outagamie County, Winnebago, and a little bit of Wapaka. So all our local health departments came together at the same table with Gold Cross to get this implemented throughout our region. And that wasn't due to having a relationship with Shelley at Gold Cross. So without having that relationship in OFR, we wouldn't have had this program.
So let me ask you this. What is the Leave Behind program?
Yep. So it's EMS and all the rigs are going to be now stocked with a leave behind kit for Narcan. And so whether that's a friend, family, or loved one, the EMS and paramedic professionals can leave behind a kit with somebody. So this is designed for if somebody does not want to be transported to the hospital, or they notice that somebody might just need these extra resources. So that includes Narcan, fentanyl test strips, and resources information for all the different counties involved.
And I just want to give one other shout out too, because a lot of the work that we do is learn from other communities or other projects. So this program existed with the Oshkosh Fire Department EMS for the last 3 years. So it's incredible that we were able to learn from that and expand it, and all the amazing work that Maddie and all these public health departments are doing.
What I really like about this is it's a group of people, right? They always say it takes a community. And that's really what's happening here in our area, right?
Definitely. And I think, you know, when we keep talking about what is the answer? One thing Maddie and I talk a lot about is stigma. Stigma of people who are sick.
Yep.
Stigma of people who are overdosing, whatever it is. And the comment that Maddie and I always make are, these people are sick. You know, someone who's struggling with substance use disorder has a disease. And when we can show compassion towards one another and empathy, that's how we start breaking stigma and solving the problem.
I love it. Obviously, this is a topic that we wish we weren't talking about, but also I'm very proud that we are talking about it, because we've come a long way, obviously, in our community, but more so, there's more work to be done, and it looks like we're not stopping. We're going to continue doing the research. We're going to still come up with the solutions or the ideas, and then we're going to try and implement this stuff.
We still had 24 lives lost last year, and so until those numbers are at zero, we're not going to stop.
And that is what I like to hear. Until those numbers are at zero, you're not going to stop. You're going to keep working and keep fighting the fight. And I thank you so much for joining us on Valley Focus today.
I just want that app. I want more about the app. Yep. How do they get the app?
Yep. So download on your favorite app downloading software. That's really technical, right? Spotify or Apple. We Heart You app. Spell it out. WeHeartYou. And it has all those local resources within multiple counties for substance use and treatment. And it's got that text, call, chat feature with someone who's been through it.
That's awesome. That's a big part of it. It's just being there for those who are going through something right now.
Most definitely.
Guys, thanks for being in again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll have them back occasionally here on Valley Focus. We got to get back to the morning show. It's on the way next on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.